This is Ozarks at Large. Multiple sclerosis is a progressive neurological disease. It is often thought to be a muscular disorder because it causes many to become immobile. MS interrupts the flow of information within the brain and between the brain and body and stops people from moving, interrupting the brain telling your leg to move. Today is World MS Day. Touched by people she knows with the disease, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas wanted to learn more, and here's her report.
Just as I wanted to know more, so too did Sylvia Lowry, whose brother had multiple sclerosis in the 1940s.
He didn't know anything about it, but wanted to know something about it.
That's Brooke Smith. She's the Senior Manager of Programs and Services of the South Central Region of the MS Society.
She put an ad in a newspaper and just asked if relatives were experiencing the same symptoms that her brother was experiencing, and she got a lot of responses from that. And so that is where the MS Society, where we got our start.
Smith says that multiple sclerosis stops people from moving, and the MS Society exists to make sure that it doesn't.
By funding cutting-edge research, driving change through advocacy, facilitating professional education, collaborating with MS organizations around the world, and providing programs and services designed to help people with MS and their families move their lives forward.
The MS Society serves more than 5,800 Arkansans affected by MS, including 3,000 individuals diagnosed with the disease. Smith came to work at the MS Society partly because of her own story and her relationship with MS. Her grandfather was diagnosed in 1954, right before her father and his twin were born. An aspiring baseball player, her grandfather never made it past the minor leagues due to his MS.
I don't ever remember him out of a wheelchair. He also had to use a feeding tube, but that's not typical for everyone with MS, especially nowadays. He passed away in 1993, but 1993 was the year that the first disease-modifying medication to treat MS symptoms came out. And in the last 20 years, we now have 10 FDA-approved therapies.
She can't say whether or not these drugs would have extended his life, as the life expectancy for those with the disease is the same as a healthy human. But the studies do show that the medications can slow the progression of the disease. There is a hereditary connection, but it's not a given. The causes of MS are not fully known. The Society offers a lot of services and support through their website and through teleconference, because it's difficult for those with the disease to be mobile. Conditions change from one day to the next. The Society holds various awareness and fundraising events. You may be familiar with Walks for MS. Those around the state were held last month. And then there's today, May 29th, World MS Day 2013. The theme for this year's day is Young People in MS, which includes people ages 18 to 40. There are three things many people don't know about MS. One, that there is no known cause or cure. Two, MS varies from person to person and from time to time.
The third thing in that is that MS symptoms usually start between the ages of 25 and 31. And so it's really this young population that, you know, are starting their lives. They're graduating from college. They're starting families. They're traveling. And then all of a sudden they begin having symptoms or have had symptoms and are just, you know, starting to recognize that they may be connected. And so in that time of life is when most people are diagnosed. And we feel that that's really important to share that.
The Society has asked for people to share their mottos for living with MS and the stories behind those mottos. One of these young people is Channing Barker, celebrating her 24th birthday today on World MS Day. She was diagnosed at the age of 16. A cheerleader, she remembers the day, January 24th, 2006, when she knew that something was wrong.
All of a sudden, I was at this rival basketball game, you know, it's the biggest game of the year, and all of a sudden I just could not lift my right leg. And I thought that was so strange. I was a ballerina, a dancer, a cheerleader. I was constantly going, and all of a sudden I just couldn't lift my leg. And then I had to kind of lean up against the wall because I was not able to really move. So then I remember just the next 2 to 3 days, I was in and out of a hospital. I had a spinal tap. I had MRIs. I had CAT scans, everything you could think of. And I was 16. And the only thing I knew about an MRI was that that's what they that's what they did on ER. When I remember watching that show growing up. So I didn't know anything about, you know, what was this MS thing. And
the doctors thought she could potentially have lupus or a brain tumor. For months, she was in and out of hospitals. As a high school student, she wasn't able to participate in the things she once could, like cheerleading. She was even in a wheelchair for a little while. The doctors thought she was too young to have MS. It was through the MS Society that she was connected to the Pediatric Multiple Sclerosis Centers of America and went to Stony Brook, New York, where she was diagnosed the spring break of her junior year.
That was definitely something that I was, you know, oddly excited about, because I finally had a label for what was making me so ill, so sick. And I got on medication the following August, and I've been on that medication ever since, and I've only had two or three relapses since then. And it's definitely something that you, when you tell people that you have, they don't really understand.
So I asked her to help me understand how the disease works. She does, by picking up her iPod headphones.
I kind of describe it the way that I think of an outlet or a wire, some kind of a wire. So like, for instance, my headphones, they have this coating on top of them. You don't see any of the wiring or anything. And that's just like our brain. In our brain, we have all of these nerves that are going throughout our brain. But with someone who has multiple sclerosis, there are little tears and breaks where you can see the wires. Just like where think about when you're the Christmas lights you have that are from forever ago. If they have a little break in them, you can see the wiring. It doesn't work as well because it'll sometimes go in and out. That's just like how a person's brain with MS is, because if there's a break or you can see the wiring in any kind of part, that's where a lesion is. And a lesion is just that. It's a break kind of in the nerve end. It's in the nerve ending. And that's pretty much the simplest way you can describe it. And so what we fight for is for our lesions to either stop the growth of lesions, to stop the spread of lesions, or to remove them.
That's something that's being researched right now. Channing says for her, MS is just something that she lives with every day and will for the rest of her life. She hopes that one day MS will stand for mystery solved. I asked how she's able to live every day, not knowing what the future holds for her. She says she stays positive and is just so thankful to have her dream job, a morning news reporter with KNWA.
I'm so thankful that I'm able to do what I do every day. I mean, having my job it's my dream job. And the fact that I was able to do that and still live with this disease is amazing. And that was one thing I knew this was not going to stop me from. You know, whether it was I was going to be in a wheelchair or whether it was going to be that I was, you know, climbing mountains, I knew that I was going to have the job that I wanted to be a journalist. I was set on that. So I'm so glad that I've been able to do that.
That motto we mentioned earlier, according to the World MS Day website, mottos can lift our spirits and motivate us to make the most of every day. Channing is confident that the face of MS is changing because her generation is doing something about the disease and the way people view the disease through research, funding, and government relations. That's part of her inspiration for her motto.
It says, you know, live the life that you've imagined, because this disease is going to be here no matter what. We're going to find a cure. I have hope for that. But I kind of think that this disease is just kind of piggybacking on my life. And I think that I just don't want it to think that it has any power over me, that it's going to stop me in any way. And so definitely my motto would be hope that we will find a cure for this disease, and that no one else will have to hear the words, you have multiple sclerosis, especially kids.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.